for just a buck each. Seriously, you can get all three if you want. They're just a buck. So you'll never skip breakfast again. If you're smart. Breakfast for a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Limit 5 qualifying items per transaction. Not valid in the combo while supplies last.
AM 1340 and 98.3 FM KIHR. News Radio 1300 and 103.9 KACI. And GorgeRadio.com present the Mid-Columbia Today Show with Mark Bailey.
Mid-Columbia Today is brought to you by GorgeNet, Gorge Recovery Service, and Skyline Hospital.
Now, here's Mark Bailey.
It is 8:06 in the morning. Good morning. I'm Mark Bailey on News Radio 103.9 1300 KECI and 98.3 FM 1340 AM KIHR. And we're on GorgeRadio.com, Alexa through the KIHR skill, and we're online. And also at GorgeRadio.com if you'd like to hear us after the show is on live. Here is what we got going here this morning. First part of the show, Clickasin County Fair Queen Grace Dambro is going to join us. We're going to get her on the phone. It is almost Clickasin County Fair time. It's coming up here in a couple of weeks, so we'll talk to her about what's going to be going on up at the fairgrounds in Goldendale. It'll be nice to talk about something in Clickasin County that doesn't involve stuff burning. So we will do that on the first part of the show. Second half of the show, we're going to talk about the National Night Out event in the Dalles. That is coming up tomorrow evening. We'll talk about what that is all about as well. But first, as we always tend to do, let's tell you about what this day has meant and what it means, at least to some people. 1790, the U.S. Coast Guard had its beginnings as President George Washington signed a measure authorizing a group of revenue cutters to enforce tariff and trade laws and prevent smuggling. 1916, the U.S. reached agreement with Denmark to purchase the Danish Virgin Islands for $25 million in gold. 1936, Jesse Owens of the U.S. won the second of his four gold medals at the Berlin Olympics as he prevailed in the long jump over German Louis Long, who was the first to congratulate him. 1944, 15-year-old diarist Anne Frank was arrested with her sister, parents, and four others by the Gestapo after hiding for 2 years inside a building in Amsterdam. Anne and her sister Margot died at the Bergen-Belsen concentration camp. 1964, 44 days after their murders, the bodies of missing civil rights workers James Cheney, Andrew Goodman, and Michael Schwerner were found buried in an earthen dam in Mississippi. 1977, President Jimmy Carter signed a measure establishing the Department of Energy. 1984, the album Purple Rain by Prince and the Revolution began its 24-week run at the top of the Billboard 200 record chart. 1987, the FCC voted 4-0 to abolish the Fairness Doctrine. That required radio and TV stations to present balanced coverage of controversial issues. 1993, a federal judge sentenced Los Angeles police officers Stacy Kuhn and Lawrence Powell to 2.5 years in prison for violating Rodney King's civil rights. 2017, former pharmaceutical CEO Martin Shkreli became notorious for a price gouging scandal. He was convicted on federal charges. They deceived investors in a pair of failed hedge funds. He was later sentenced to 7 years in prison. He was released in 2022. This day in 2020, nearly 3,000 tons of ammonium nitrate had been improperly stored for years in the port of Beirut and exploded, killing more than 200 people, injuring more than 7,000, and devastating nearby neighborhoods. It was one of the largest non-nuclear explosions ever recorded. Days for today, we mentioned the Coast Guard, its beginnings. It's U.S. Coast Guard Day today. It is Single Working Women's Day today. Is Hooray for Kids Day today. This is celebrating the curiosity of children. And it's also Assistance Dog Day today. Guide dogs, etc. Wonderful dogs. We salute them today. Our food and drink today is National White Wine Day today. Celebrate responsibly. And finally, the one I save for last because it is clearly the best of everything I've got here today. It's National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day today. Perhaps the greatest food stuff on the planet. It may not be the healthiest, but I think it's still the greatest. I love chocolate chip cookies. So there it is for what it's worth. May not be a whole lot. 8:10 in the morning when we come back. It's going to be Click Attack County Fair Queen Grace D'Ambrose scheduled to join us on the phone. We're going to talk about the Click Attack County Fair and Rodeo that is coming up in a couple of weeks, August 13th through the 17th. So I guess actually get started about 9 days from now. We'll do that right after this.
I am Amy Knowles. I grew up here in White Salmon. I call this my home. I'm the pharmacy director here at Skyline Health. Skyline Hospital is more than just a hospital. It's a lifeline for our community. Our patients are my neighbors, my friends, the people I grew up with. At the end of the day, it's about caring for the people who trust us with their health. I'm proud to be part of a team who takes caring for our community so seriously and a priority for everything we do here every day. I am Skyline.
Heading down the highway? Pull over at the Little Burger Shack that's been bringing the love. Twin Peaks Drive-In in Hood River. Since the 50s, we've been flipping fresh, juicy burgers, rolling patties by hand, and slinging signature sauces like nobody's business. Add your pick of fries and a malted shake, and you've got a meal worth dancing about. Drive through, walk up, or kick back on the patio with mountain views. Hungry yet? Get to Twin Peaks Drive-In. It's your little old burger shack by the airport, baby. That's where it's at.
At McCoy Holliston Insurance, we're proud to serve the Columbia River Gorge since 1946 with the same dedication to our clients that's made us your trusted choice for generations. Hi, this is Nicole. We're honored to be voted Best Insurance Agency in the Gorge 4 years in a row. Whether it's protecting your home, auto, business, farm, or planning for life's unexpected moments, our experienced team is here for you every step of the way. Call us at McCoy Holliston Insurance in White Salmon today and experience the service you deserve.
Ugh, kitchen ants, runaway roaches, a spider! Relax, just use Zevo. Zevo insect killer sprays use a powerful blend of mint and rosemary to eliminate those pests and up to 20 other bug types. Plus, Zevo is safe for use around people and pets when used as directed. Just spray the bugs and wipe them away. Zevo, people friendly, bug deadly.
Mid-Columbia Today is a public affairs program of Bi-Coastal Media Columbia River, AM 1340 and 98.3 FM KIHR, News Radio 1300 and 103.9 KACI, and GorgeRadio.com. Now, back to Mark.
It is 8:12 in the morning on Mid-Columbia Today. We're now joined on the telephone this morning by this year's Click Attack County Fair and Rodeo Queen. It's coming up next weekend. Miss Grace D'Ambrose is with us. Good morning, Grace.
Good morning.
Well, thank you for coming on our show. We do appreciate it. And I'll start out talking about you first, then we'll get to the fair and the rodeo here in a moment. But how did you get into this to become a fair queen?
Oh boy. Well, it kind of gets you around here. Rodeo is a really big culture, I would say, around here. Every little kid is at least going to rodeos or participating in it. For queening, you see them everywhere, so I kind of just got roped into it by the love of the sport and wanting to share my passion.
So, actually, you said you got roped into it. I note that you're actually your favorite rodeo event appears to be roping.
Yeah, it is. I love breakaway. I think it's a special event, so outside of queening, it's definitely my favorite.
Mm-hmm. And it sounds like also barrel racing and pole bending. Now, I think somebody's told me what pole bending is, but I'll let you tell me.
Yeah, so pole bending is a timed sport. You have like six poles and you're weaving around them and you're basically just going as fast as you can.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned you got into rodeo a lot of reasons because locally in the Goldendale area it's a very popular thing to do. Understand, are you going to be a junior or a senior this coming year at Goldendale?
I'm going into my senior year.
Going into your senior year. So what are you looking to do? I mean, I think out of rodeo, it sounds like you're going to you want to stay in animals after you get out of high school.
Yeah, so I'm looking at going into vet med. I'd like to go into college rodeo as well and keep rodeo a big part of my life too.
So let's talk about the Clickattack County Fair and Rodeo now, and I'm going to be starting up, I believe, I know it says Wednesday the 13th or Sunday the 17th on the website here. Wednesday, I do believe, it's a little more of a setup day, isn't it?
Yeah, so really Monday through Sunday, that entire week, mm-hmm. we have stuff going on. For the public, we generally say Thursday through Sunday because we open at 8 a.m., and that's where most of our entertainment and vendors will be open and ready.
All right. So, but you mentioned, though, of course, you got all the various events that kids are involved in with the livestock and horses and cows and what have you. I say, when you're a rodeo queen, do you have time to be involved in any of the sort of things? I'm kind of assuming you've probably been involved in some of the other things besides rodeo in this fair.
Yeah, I've been a part of the Clickattack County Fair for quite a few years now. I've never shown any other livestock but horses, but I have lots of friends and family that does those sort of things, and I've been around it every year. So
now, am I to assume that this year your duty is kind of keep you out of some of that?
Yep, it's definitely only queening this year, but I'm very happy about it.
So anyway, let's talk about what's coming up and on a. You know, one of the things I've always heard about the Clickattack County Fair is on Thursday evening, the kickoff barbecue is a big, big deal, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's kind of our whole start to the fair. We have a lot of people show up. That's Thursday, 5 to 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm. And so a chance for people to eat some really good food. I know it's where people have been up there have told me it's a great way to fill up during for the fair at that point, the barbecue. But let's talk about, you know, what's going on out there and on, you know, what sort of entertainment's planned this year at the fair?
For entertainment, we do have a band called Countryfied, and they'll be playing live music Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m. So at that time, you know, fair's kind of winding down with all of the showing and stuff, so that's a great place to go out and have some fun and listen to good music.
So that'll be taking place during the fair. Also, Saturday is such a big day, I know, for the fair. And one of the big events is the downtown parade in Goldendale. And that's going to take place Saturday morning, isn't it?
Yep, our lineup is at 9 a.m. and then the parade starts at 10 a.m. Mm-hmm.
I assume you will be front and center in the parade.
I will definitely be there. So I'm looking forward to seeing everybody out on the street.
Mm-hmm. So the parade's going to take place at 10 o'clock in the morning, go through, and I assume that there is a normal route that it takes through Goldendale, and it will head to the county fairgrounds.
Yep, and then after that, we have our MPRA rodeo Saturday at 12:30, and then the next day on Sunday, it starts at 1 p.m.
And from what I understand, that usually gets a pretty good lineup of cowboys, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, we get all sorts of cowboys and cowgirls from all over the Pacific Northwest, and I might be biased, but it's one of my favorite rodeos.
Well, I would suspect, given the position you're in, it should be your favorite rodeo.
For sure.
Also, going on that evening, on Saturday evening, and this is really important, the market stock sale is going to take place. And we talk about this with every county fair we do in our listening area, the importance of this for youngsters, you know, like yourself, that have been involved in raising some of these animals over the course of the last year through 4-H and FFA programs. This is a culmination of a lot of work, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's kind of the last showcase that all of these kids get to have with their animals, and it also brings the community together. I mean, the whole barn gets packed full, and mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of support in this community for livestock and the kids showing, so mm-hmm. I think it's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I also mentioned on Saturday, but not that it's difficult to find food in any fair. I get that. Most fairs, there's plenty of food everywhere. But along with the barbecue on Thursday, there's a big steaks dinner on Saturday as well from 4 to 7.
Yep, we have the Phil Garner Memorial Steak Feed on Saturday at 4 p.m. Our market stock sale starts at 5 p.m. So if you're looking for food, you have that hour in between to eat up or even a little bit through the market stock sale, that they'll still be serving food.
Mm-hmm. And they got barbecue tri-tip as the center there, I see, which is always terrific. And
I'm looking forward to it.
Looking forward to it. And we should know, I mean, we just mentioned some of the highlights, but all the usual fair activities are there. I'm sure the carnival is there, and there's all sorts of things going on.
Yep, we have a lot of food and commercial vendors every year, and then a lot of like local booth exhibits. Even some of our clubs, like 4-H clubs, or you'll see our FFA for Goldendale and a couple other white salmon FFA groups. So you see a lot of like the main community groups there, and they have their booths, so it's really good to go around and visit.
And I've got to ask, I don't know how much you know on this one, but I'm going to ask it anyway. That is, I note the fair theme this year on the website is Hawaiian Hoedown, which admittedly, when I was thinking Clickitat County, that didn't necessarily come to mind, but how did we come up with this?
So this year, and I believe every year, we actually put a post out on Facebook, and we let the community put in different ideas for a fair theme. Mm-hmm. The fair theme more so goes towards the kids who all decorate their stalls and everything. Okay. But there are a few other aspects that kind of get the fair theme touch to it. Uh-huh. So, and then at our fair board meetings, we all get to vote and kind of communicate on which fair theme would be good for this year. I know in the past we've gotten a lot of like red, white, and blue fair themes. So I thought it was pretty cool to get something different this year.
That is something a little different. Hawaiian Hoedown is the theme. Tickets to get in, by the way. It's not much to get. It's just $5 to get in the fair, and I think that gets you. Yeah, I know the steak dinner is a separate thing, but the $5 gets you just about everything at the fair, doesn't it?
Yep, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. And obviously, of course, the carnival the rides cost a little bit more as well. But $5 or $10 for a season pass. If you have someone under age 6, they get in for free. That's all right there. Sounds like you can get your tickets at the fair office now, beginning today and continuing. That's next week. I keep thinking I jumped ahead a week. Monday of fair week is when pre-sale tickets will begin at the fair office in Goldendale. And if you're going up there, there is free parking as well, which is always nice to have. And Grace, it sounds like it's going to be another big year.
It is. I am so excited to see everyone there.
Mm-hmm. Grace Stambrough has been with us, Clickitat County Fair and Rodeo Queen. Grace, thanks for doing this. Appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you.
It is 8:22 in the morning at MCT. We'll come back at you some news after this.
That's the sound of James adding long-lasting Gain scent boosters to his laundry this morning. Several hours later, James sniffs the irresistible scent of Gain on his shirt. Gain. Several hours later, James has even caught the attention of his mother-in-law, and she never gives him attention.
Ooh, you smell amazing, James.
Oh, thanks, Mom. I love you, too.
I never said that.
Add Gain scent boosters to your laundry. Add joy to your day.
The success you've already had matters at University of Maryland Global Campus because we're a school for real life. An accredited state university, UMGC lets you earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's for prior learning and relevant life and work experience, or transfer up to 12 credits toward a master's. We offer affordable tuition and online and hybrid courses. Classes start August 13th. Apply now and save with no application fee. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
The threat of wildfire poses a growing risk to Oregonians. And recent wildfires have provided some important lessons. You can prepare now by taking 3 important steps. Step 1, contact your insurance company to make sure you have the right amounts and types of coverage. Step 2, create a home inventory by taking photos or videos of your possessions in each room of your home. Step 3, gather and make copies of important identifying and financial documents. Store them in the cloud or another secure location. These 3 actions can help you and your community be more resilient in the face of wildfire. Be wildfire ready by being insurance ready. Visit dfr.oregon.gov/preparenow to learn how. This message brought to you by the Oregon Division of Financial Regulation, the Oregon Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Coffee for Mid-Columbia Today guests is provided by Hood River Coffee Roasters, the gorgeous local coffee roasters on Tucker Road on the Heights in Hood River.
And it is 8:24 in the morning. I'm Mid-Columbia Today. Going to do the news a little bit early here. The City of the Dalles says its wastewater treatment plant has discharged effluent that exceeds the plant's limit for E. coli due to incomplete disinfection. Sample test results on Friday morning indicated an E. coli exceedance. Several resamples in the following 24-hour period confirmed the disinfection is still incomplete. The Dallas Public Works says the cause of the exceedance is still under investigation. Rigorous water quality monitoring is ongoing. The ultraviolet disinfection process has been ramped up to maximum capacity in an attempt to bring E. coli counts back within permitted limits and the increased frequency of sampling until E. coli counts are back within permit limits. Samples will also be taken to prearranged locations in the river to provide data on the effect of the discharge on water quality in the river. Signs have been placed at locations of public river access on the Oregon shore of the Columbia River from the Dallas Riverfront Park to the West Mayor Park boat launch. The signs say, warning, contaminated water, no water contact, and give phone numbers to call for information. With containment of the Burdoyne fire now at 94%, management of the fire transitioned from Complex Incident Management Northwest Team 13 to a Type 4 Incident Management Organization on Sunday. The Type 4 group will continue to monitor and patrol fire lines and extinguish hotspots within 200 feet of residences and structures across the fire footprint. Interior smoke and hotspots are anticipated to remain on the landscape. Concerned residents who see smoke or flames near their homes should report them to 911. The area around the Horseshoe east of the Klickitat River has lines secured 100 to 200 feet, but fire managers are not ready to call it fully contained at this time. The Type 4 team will continue to widen and reinforce those control lines. In addition, the Klickitat County Sheriff's Office on Sunday afternoon rescinded all remaining evacuation advisories for the fire area. The fire list is 10,675 acres in size. The Hood River County School District saying it's happy. The U.S. Department of Education's announcement to states it will award fiscal year 2025 funding that had been withheld last month pending review. District Superintendent Bill Newton says he was relieved the grants are now expected to be awarded, adding it provides clarity and stability as the district's budget and staffing plans are finalized. Items supported by the grants include migrant education programs, teacher and leader preparation, English learning for immigrant children and youth, student support and academic enrichment in the third year of the Excel After School program. Migrant education funding reached 435 students in 2024-25, about 11% of district enrollment, and about 300 students at Parkdale, Mid-Valley, and Cascade Locks Elementary Schools and Y East Middle School are served by the Excel program, which is in the third year of a five-year grant. Oregon's top legal officer said he expects the legal battle over President Donald Trump's tariffs won it before the U.S. Supreme Court. Oregon Attorney General Dan Rayfield traveled to Washington, D.C. for a court hearing on Thursday before an 11-judge panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit about whether Trump is misusing his authority to impose tariffs. He told reporters afterward he expects both sides to appeal to the Supreme Court no matter the outcome. Rayfield and Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays, who filed the suit in April, are leading the case alongside 10 Democratic states. The lawsuit lists Trump, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, and the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol as its defendants. The states argue Trump is misusing emergency powers under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act to impose wide-scale tariffs. Implemented in 1977, the law gives the president the authority to regulate a variety of economic transactions during a state of national emergency. Weather forecast for today. Supposed to be sunny for the most part. Clouds this morning supposed to clear out. Look for the highs today to end up being in the upper 70s. West winds could get to around 20 miles per hour as you move east in the gorge. Currently 63 in the Dalles and 60 in Hood River. It is 8:28 in the morning. More on Mid-Columbia today after this.
Hi, it's Melissa Del Carpine here. Did you know 10 minutes is about the time it takes to make your morning coffee, finish a good dad joke, and drive to our new shop?
Yep.
We moved up the hill on Eagle Loop in Odell with more parking and in a beautiful setting. Same unbeatable service for all your vehicles. Have you been putting off getting the scheduled maintenance done on your vehicle? Come see us. We look forward to welcoming you to our new home in Odell. At Del Carpine Automotive, no job is too big or too small. We work on them all. We're gorge grown and gorge strong.
Febreze. It's a classic odor tale. You fried fish for dinner, cleaned up, but the smell is still in the house. And the neighbors are coming over for game night. They're on their way. And then you spray Febreze Air Mist. Febreze Air starts working instantly to fight even your toughest odors, so you go from fish to fresh like that. Now all you have to worry about is Pam cheating at charades.
Breathe happy.
Lanny went to college and racked up huge debt.
A little bit over $100,000.
For a degree he couldn't use? Now what?
I had a friend that went to my computer career.
They even helped him get hired immediately after graduation.
One of the things I love about IT is that you can work from anywhere you want.
You could become an IT pro in just months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu. My Computer Career, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
It worked for me, and I know it can work for you.
This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
When I had my injury, I realized that my home was just not working for me and that it was time to ask for help. Home Star Troops is really giving me my life back. It's not just about a home. It's about creating a family and a community that's going to stick with you for the rest of your life.
Homes for Our Troops builds and donates specially adapted custom homes nationwide for severely injured post-9/11 veterans and enables them to rebuild their lives. Join our mission at hfotusa.org.
Mid-Columbia Today is a public affairs program of Bi-Coastal Media Columbia River, AM 1340 and 98.3 FM KIHR, News Radio 1300 and 103.9 KACI, and GorgeRadio.com. Now, back to Mark.
It is now 8:30 in the morning. We're happy to have you with us in the studio now, the Dallas Police Department Captain Jamie Carrico. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. How are you?
All right. How are you doing today? I'll move the mic a little closer
Sure. There.
Make sure we can hear it there. And good to have you with us. And let us talk about, this is National Night Out coming up tomorrow night. And this is something that's been going on for a while. Tell us about what the basic concept is of this.
Sure. I'm going to read just from the National Night Out organization, the message they want to put out there. It's an annual community building campaign that promotes police community partnerships and neighborhood camaraderie. Mm-hmm. And I can't say it any better way than that. Uh-huh. It's our goal to bring everybody out to City Park. We've got food trucks. We've got games, face painting, dog demonstrations. All of our vehicles will be there, and there's going to be five or six agencies represented.
Yeah, so the national goal there, as you mentioned, but what do you, as a local department, and we'll mention where you're partner with here, because there's a lot of folks involved in this. But as a local department, what do you try to accomplish with an event like this?
Well, we want to get as many people. We want to grow it every year, get as many people, and we really like the young kids. That's why we're doing the face painting. Because the end goal is to, using the basic community policing perspective, and that's to partner with the community and stop these problems, stop crime before it happens.
Mm-hmm. So how many agencies do you have involved in this one?
Well, we've got everybody from Wasco, the Dalles, National Guard. We were talking earlier, I did convince Neil, Chief Holstey, to let a couple of his guys come down. And sometimes we don't know who's going to show up. Intertribe was there last year. I hope Chief Spino shows up again this year. And we set up in City Park. Fire Department sets up all their apparatus, and they're going to have a hose out there. And it's just going to be a great community event.
You mentioned dog demonstration. I assume it's Wasco County's canine unit.
That's correct. Yep.
It's going to be out there. That I think that'll be interesting for people, because it's the work between handler and the dog is fascinating.
It is. I've seen him work a couple times, and let's face it, everybody loves dogs.
Yes.
Everybody wants to see that. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's important for it to be out there.
Mm-hmm. And I know one of the things you also, when you're out there, is you get a chance for people to see some of the equipment that gets used by folks.
Yes. Like I said, the fire department are going to have all their rigs. And we're going to have our rigs. There's going to be a ton of police cars. Like I said, National Guard's going to have some of their rigs. And we staff them, and the kids just to get to tour them and ask questions, find out what they're about, and we explain what they do.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned that the goal of this is community partnerships. I would think some of this also is it puts a face for people. I don't know, people here. Police Department, Dallas Police Department says, or the Dallas, whatever it might be, this kind of puts a humanization to everything, doesn't it?
It does. However, our department's been doing that for decades, if not generations. I was hired in 95. Prior to that, the police chiefs prior to that were always, they were big on Robert Peel's philosophy on policing. And when I got hired in 95, I don't think Chief Hill cared if I could shoot straight, but he wanted to know how I interacted with people and how I treated people, and that's been the philosophy this whole time. So when our guys get in the police car, they leave the garage within four or five blocks. People are waving at them. They're opening the doors, and it's because of this history of community policing with our department.
Well, the bulk of the job is, I mean, let's face it, you know, sometimes I think people get their impression of police from movies and television.
That's right.
The bulk of the job is what you just said. It's just simple interactions.
Yep. Relationship building is huge.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, so what other things does the department do? Because you mentioned this is part of a culture that you have in the Dallas Police Department. What other sort of things do you try to do to foster that culture?
Well, it's very common for us to show up at the schools, have lunch with the kids. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's during lockdown drills where that could be a little stressful for the kids sometimes. But we make it a habit to show our faces, to get to talk. Mm-hmm. We do tours at the police department a lot. We'll kick soccer balls. Just whatever. We never miss an opportunity to get our faces out there and build that relationship.
Yeah. And I would think, it does help to be in a smaller community, doesn't it? I remember something Neil Holstey told me one time. We were talking about policing on the show, and he mentioned to me that, you know, well, there's going to be big departments and departments like his and like the Dalles, in your guys' case. He said, I know a lot about everybody that's in my department, and that's not the case elsewhere. And I would think that helps also in the community as well, that people see you at various things, not in uniform,
right?
Just the people,
right? And that's another thing that we like to foster. We like, you know, we know we're sitting in the grocery line next to the people that we work with and work for, and I'm just gracious. All the guys are gracious and thankful that they get to drive police cars and help out the community.
And I assume, by the way, there will be a police car at National Night Out for
there
people.
There might be one or two. There might be an MRAP or two as well.
For people to what? I'm sorry.
An MRAP or a rescue vehicle.
Okay. Now what is, just give me a quick description of that.
It's a big rescue vehicle with big tires, and kids love it.
Well, it's got big tires.
Yeah.
That's number one.
Yeah.
It probably makes cool noises.
It does.
That's number two. Yeah, that's what a police car does as well. Well, I was going to get a little bit, you mentioned police cars, is one of the things I know, we have officers like you on the show every once in a while, sometimes drive the vehicle in, and what's in the vehicle these days with the computers and everything else, it's changed a lot. I'm sure you've seen a lot of change in the last number of years.
Yep, as part of my job, that's what I do. I figure out what we're going to need, and taking the computer out, we're about $20,000 a car just to put the lights and the cage and all that in. And like I said, kids love it. They love coming in, checking out the stuff, doing the siren, and we welcome that. Mm-hmm.
You know, as we talk about this and you get with the community, when adults come up at events like this, what do they tend to ask you? What do they want to know?
Kind of the same thing, because they don't really have the interaction. We probably interact with the kids more because of the schools and the sporting events.
Mm-hmm.
And, they're just as inquisitive as their kids are.
Mm-hmm. About the equipment and how you go about. Do they often ask you about how you really your day to day goes? Yeah.
They ask if we're staying safe. Is there anything we need? Anything they could do to make our job better?
Yeah.
And so I think they recognize and value the partnership that we have with them.
Mm-hmm. Now, events like tomorrow evening, 6 to 8, the Dallas City Park. You got to have food. Sounds like you got some food coming in.
Yes. So. We're going to have a corn dog trailer, corn dog convoy, and they're out of Staten. They're going to set up about noon so they can kind of catch the lunch rush.
Sure.
And we're going to have a taco truck there, and I can't be certain what else we're going to have there.
Okay.
But there's no lack of food, trust me.
There's no lack. Yeah, you got to have food at these events.
And the fire department will probably bring us donuts. They do all the time. We take away their Xbox machines for the night, so they're not tempted to stay in their office.
You guys just needling each other.
That's right.
That's a good thing, by the way. That's a lot of fun to have. So again, 6 to 8 in the evening tomorrow evening.
Yes.
It'll be at the Dallas City Park. In the National Night, again, this is something that's been gone on for a lot of years.
It has.
Not just here, but elsewhere.
Right. I think the concept was developed in the 70s. I think the first one was 1982.
Mm-hmm.
We got involved about 3.5 years ago Wasco County, Northern Wasco County PUD, mm-hmm. called me and said, hey, we budgeted $10,000 for your national night out this year. And mm-hmm. unbeknownst to her, mm-hmm. we didn't do national night out. I kind of knew what it was, but I hung the phone up and told her I'd call her right back because there's no way I wouldn't take $10,000 to promote public safety.
They're offering you the chance here.
And so called her back, said, yeah, great, we'll do it. We put a little committee together, and like every good leader does, I delegated the hard task to Sergeant Caldwell, and it's been going strong every year since then.
6 to 8 tomorrow evening. While we've got you here, you know, you mentioned public safety, you know, always a chance to promote it. Yeah, every once in a while, there's some initiatives, and you know, patrol emphasis is, you know, I'm thinking about over the summer here. You got the sidewalks.
Mm-hmm.
Anything right now you guys are emphasizing with the summer? You got more tourists around, things like that.
Sure. Yeah, we do. We do get grants from ODOT, which we work on speed, distracted driving, and DUIs, mm-hmm. and the guys are constantly out there earning money mm-hmm. for that.
And we got kids going back to school here pretty soon. We hate to mention that, but they are going back.
That's right. And the summer goes really quick.
It does. It's going very fast to me already, and I don't go to school. Football I do, but that's about it. But anyway, again, going to be from 6 to 8 tomorrow evening.
That's right.
And people can go on out and check it out and then enjoy and just have a good time out there. And again, a chance to be able to check out the equipment. If you got some young kids, that's a good place to go. They'll love it.
Come on out. We'll take everybody and anybody mm-hmm. and ask any questions mm-hmm. you want.
Jamie Carrico, the Dallas Police. Thanks for doing this. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me. And one more thing.
Well, go ahead.
I just want to thank you. I got something for you for what you do for the community day in and day out. You're a huge advocate of youth sports.
Yes, I am.
And the cops and the firemen, community activities. So there's a challenge coin from our department to thank you for what you do.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. We try to help where we can.
It's noticed.
Thanks, Jamie. Appreciate you coming in.
Thanks for having me.
8:41 in the morning. We'll come back. I have a few things to talk with you about right after this.
Heading down the highway? Pull over at the Little Burger Shack that's been bringing the love. Twin Peaks Drive-In in Hood River. Since the 50s, we've been flipping fresh, juicy burgers, rolling patties by hand, and slinging signature sauces like nobody's business. Add your pick of fries and a malted shake, and you've got a meal worth dancing about. Drive through, walk up, or kick back on the patio with mountain views. Hungry yet? Get to Twin Peaks Drive-In. It's your little old burger shack by the airport, baby. That's where it's at.
Get ready for 4 unforgettable days of tradition and fun at the Wasco County Fair and Rodeo, August 14th through the 17th at Wasco County Fairgrounds in Ty Valley, just north of Maupin. And don't miss the NPRA Rodeo with new arena fencing, plus live music after the rodeo. Admission is just $15 for adults, $10 for kids 6 to 12, and free for kids under 5. Multi-day passes available? Grab your tickets now at wascocountyfair.com. That's wascocountyfair.com.
There's nothing quite like the feeling of helping a neighbor in need. Right now, many families in the Gorge are without reliable transportation, and you can help make a real difference. Bicoastal Media, CH Ernest Motors, and Gill's Point S Tire and Auto proudly present Wheels of Hope. This September, one deserving local family will receive the keys to a 2015 Ford Focus, and it starts with your nomination. If you know a family that's fallen on hard times and needs a dependable vehicle, visit GorgeRadio.com. To tell us their story. It only takes a few minutes, but it could change their life. Wheels of Hope is made possible by community partners who care. CH Ernest Motors, Gill's Point S Tire and Auto, Walmart of Hood River, Wagas, Skyline Hospital, A&C Equipment Repair, Sinclair, A&E Plumbing, Heating and Air, Bimart, Cascade Farm and Outdoor, and Crestline Construction. Visit GorgeRadio.com today to nominate a family and be a part of Wheels of Hope, because together we drive change.
Coffee for Mid-Columbia Today guests is provided by Hood River Coffee Roasters, the Gorge's local coffee roasters, on Tucker Road on the Heights in Hood River.
It is 8:43 in the morning on Mid-Columbia Today. I just got a couple things from city folks, the White Salmon, the Dalles, that I'm going to throw on here because we've got time to do this. First of all, the city of White Salmon, they sent out an update here, just arrived a moment ago, on their water pump repair and restrictions right now. They're going on the Strawberry Mountain Pressure Zone. They had a pump failure at Los Altos Reservoir. a newly manufactured replacement pump impeller was installed as scoped. I'm kind of reading this literally verbatim because I just got this. But it's not yet delivering the water pressure levels necessary to fully stabilize the system. Technicians are actively troubleshooting it. They're working with partners to evaluate backup approaches should the pump ultimately prove defective. They're hopeful the issue will be resolved without delay, but they have to extend the Stage 3 water conservation measures they have at this time to protect reservoir levels and ensure consistent water delivery for all users. And again, that's in the Strawberry Mountain Pressure Zone. And the city said what they're looking for is a durable fix, not a quick one here necessarily. But, of course, they expected they would get a newly manufactured replacement pump that worked. And apparently it's not yet. So that's for white salmon. Okay, that one won't go backwards here. Okay, there we go. Trying to get back to my email because, you know, I got a couple from the City of the Dalles here, so we'll mention right now. First of all, actually, I may not be able to open these in my iPad here. They're mentioning a couple different things to update on. And no, it's not opening. Ah, thanks. Well, let me try. I've got two devices here. We are way too dependent on our devices at this point. Just way too dependent. So I'll try it again here. Just will not open up here for me. This must be exciting radio, by the way. There we go. Okay. Today, the City of the Dalles Public Works begins work on Trevitt Street between West 10th and 11th to replace and upgrade a water main. There's a full street closure on Trevitt Street today and tomorrow. Motor vehicles and bicycles will be detoured to adjacent side streets. Pedestrian and sidewalk access will remain open through the duration of the work. Work hours are from 7 to 5 on each scheduled work day, but the trench must remain open overnight to cure in place before the asphalt patch is installed. So they ask you to use caution in that area. But again, that's Trevitt Street between West 10th and West 11th. Replace and upgrade a water main. Full closure there today and tomorrow. So also for Public Works in the City of the Dalles, I got another one. This involves street line painting. This will be next week, Monday through Thursday, the 11th through the 14th. They're going to paint the center and sidelines on streets throughout the community beginning at 6 in the morning each day, weather permitting. And when they start to do this, and again, this is going to start next Monday, the 11th, motorists are asked to watch the crews and avoid driving on the wet paint. The paint truck will be preceded and followed by warning vehicles with signs calling attention to the wet paint. The trucks will be spaced according to the necessary drying time of the paint. Attempting to pass or drive between the trucks will result in a messy striping job and paint damage to your vehicle. You'd get what you deserve, actually, in that case, as far as I'm concerned, but let's just avoid that, shall we? Motorists are strongly advised to avoid the wet paint because it cannot be easily removed from vehicles. So that's going to be going on next week in the City of the Dalles throughout the area. So that's just a few of the things going on. I got all these, like, in the last 10 to 15 minutes. They knew I was going to need maybe a couple minutes extra to say something, and there you go. A lot of stuff there. This is the season for public works and street work. And hopefully the Oregon legislature will figure out the transportation package and we keep getting street work done. We mentioned the Dalles National Night Out. For those of you across the river, Skamania County, their National Night Out is going from 6 to 8 tomorrow evening. Free street fair on Vancouver Avenue in Stevenson. Very similar to what we talked about for the Dalles. And I'll be near the Skamania County Sheriff's Office. So if you have a chance, you can check that out. Couple other things for tomorrow. The Dalles Library has got a virtual author talk going on this tomorrow morning at 11. This is virtual, but you do need to sign up for it through wascocountylibrary.com. It's the Stories, Science, and History of Birds with Smithsonian biologist Jay Falk. Tomorrow morning at 11, register at wascocountylibrary.com. Also, Hood River Valley Parks and Recreation District, we've mentioned this a few times, Adult Learn to Swim, free swim lessons for adults taught by Master Swim Team and Parks and Rec instructors. Tuesday and Thursday nights, the next 2 weeks, 6:45 to 7:45, Hood River Aquatic Center. You do have to pre-register for these. This is a series of classes, so you need to be able to sign up and attend all four of these. Call them at 541-386-1303. Again, those start tomorrow. See, this is kind of the last day to get signed up. 541-386-1303. They get a grant for this. And they've received these a couple times now. And it's a chance to get free swim lessons for adults at the Hood River Aquatic Center. 8:49, we'll come back. We'll mention a couple things. We'll tell you what is coming up on the show tomorrow right after this.
The Spirit of the Cowboys special.
Spirit comes from soul. It's not something that happens to you. It's something that happens in you.
You take pride in yourself. You take pride in your brand.
It's hard work. It's perseverance. It's dedication. And it's preserving what's old and keeping it new.
The Spirit of the Cowboys is the last wild free thing left.
Boot Barn. Share the West.
When you've got real work to do, metal supermarkets will help you get it done fast. With a huge variety of metals in stock, we can help no matter what job comes your way. And we cut to size, because just like taxes and BS, we think metal is better when cut. Metal supermarkets, the convenience stores for metal. Find a store or shop online at metalsupermarkets.com.
Tune in weekday mornings at 8:05 and keep up with community events and issues with the Mid-Columbia Today Show on the Mid-Columbia's news leaders, AM 1340 and 98.3 FM KIHR and News Radio 1300 and 103.9 KACI.
Mid-Columbia Today is brought to you by GorgeNet, Gorge Recovery Service, and Skyline Hospital. 8:51 in the morning. I'm Mid-Columbia Today. Leslie Naramore is going to join us tomorrow for Mid-Columbia Community Action. We're going to talk about their efforts to help in the recovery from the Rowena fire. And we'll talk to a youth think of Wasco County's Debbie Jones. We'll talk to her as, of course, the school year now is in sight. Wednesday, Steve Hudson will join us. Mid-Columbia Car Club. Cruise the Gorge is this weekend. It's kind of snuck up on me, this one. Partly because I've been doing fire stuff, partly because of a project I'm involved in here. But Cruise the Gorge is this weekend. Neon Cruise Friday night through downtown, the Dalles, and the Show in the Shade at Cirrhosis Park on Saturday. Some other events as well. So we'll talk to Steve about the classic cars that'll be around, and we'll do that tomorrow morning. Plus, we're talking the next door as well. I think we're going to talk about Clare House and Kelly Avenue Schools Wednesday morning, rather. Thursday on the show, it's good to talk OSU Extension. Friday on the show, it's good to talk Columbia Gorge Discovery Center. So all that coming up this week on our little radio program here. Also, I'll mention again, I mentioned Rowena Fire, but also with the Burdoin Wildfire. Of course, we mentioned that yesterday evening, the transfer command, the complex team heads on out and turned over to more localized Type 4 team. A reminder, though, if you would like to make a financial donation to help those who have been impacted by the Burdoin and Snyder Canyon wildfires, there is a fund set up, the Klickitat Valley Fire Victims Fund, in support of the Burdoin-Snyder Wildfire Relief Fund. 100% of all funds collected go directly to the fire victims through this. You can donate by PayPal. There is a link to the PayPal on the Klickitat County Emergency Management Facebook page. If you go to where they've got their Burdoin and Snyder Canyon fire information, they've got the link there. Or you can mail a check. You can mail it to Klickitat Valley Fire Victims Funds, 327 West Brooks in Goldendale, and the zip code is 98620. So again, that's for the Burdoin and Snyder Canyon wildfires and all of that. Also, I just have a little time here this morning. One Community Health, you know, they've been in their sports physicals. So I just dropped the sheet I was using. Okay, I know how to do this one anyway. OCH clinics in Stevenson and White Salmon, they're going to hold these on Thursday, later in the afternoon. And you can just go to onecommunityhealth.org and get signed up for these. Get all the information and register for those. Did a lot of them last week in Oregon and some in Washington. And again, they're going to be doing them at Stevenson and White Salmon on Thursday this coming week. I know the school athletic stuff is coming up quicker than we realize. In fact, actually, tomorrow will be exactly 1 month until we have our football opener on KIHR, Hood River Valley and Reynolds from Mount Hood Community College in Troutdale. Hood River Valley Eagle football opener. So that tells you where we're getting to. Practice is going to get rolling here. Camps, all those things. We're not that far away from it. And I just got, on one of the press releases I mentioned, you know, I just got a correction. Lovely. Let's see here. I'm not seeing anything that is bouncing out here to be corrected to that much extent here. But we'll see. I'll hit another couple buttons here. I'm trying to give it a quick read. It was the Trevitt Street one. I'm not really seeing any correction there to make. Okay. Well, but you have been warned nonetheless. Full street closure, Trevitt between West 10th and West 11th. What else can I tell you about here? You know, hopefully we're not going to have any more major fires for a while. Please, goodness, let's not. Last thing we need. Be careful out there. That is, you know, all the fire danger, extreme, I think is what we went to, at least in the ODF Central Oregon unit here a few days ago. You know, we got cooler conditions for a few days, but it's still going to be, you know, dry. It's going to be dry out there for quite a while. We may get a little rain Tuesday night, apparently, for a little bit, but don't expect a whole bunch from it. And it's going to be pretty mild temperature-wise for at least the better part of the week. Going to warm up again toward the weekend, it looks like. And, oh, by the way, next week at this time, next Monday, Hood River's got a high of 100 forecast early temperatures. So it'll get hot again. I see raindrops on the Wednesday one, 48% chance of rain, at least for Hood River. I guess it's going to be a little wet here, which we could use a little wet. That's okay. But anyway, I'm not quite sure what else to tell you about at this point. Coming off the weekend, I had a very relaxing weekend at home. I didn't do a whole lot. Me and the dog. Wife went out of town to help her parents with something, so I was left on geriatric dog duty. And so I just watched a lot of baseball this weekend. A lot of baseball. I hadn't had a chance to really sit and do that for a while. Just watching ball games. Watched the Dodgers, obviously, a lot. But I watched some other games as well. I'm pretty good with that. If nothing else, I can just put my feet up and watch baseball and be okay with a lot of things. But yeah, Cruise the Gorge coming up this weekend. So get ready with the cars out there. I'm pretty sure that on our 93.5 FM, we will have some Cruise the Gorge activity, and my bet is Jonathan Ross will be playing some car music on Friday night. I'm assuming, anyway. He may call me and go, "What are you assigning me to do?" Well, that's actually kind of fun. I've done that show a couple times. It's actually a lot of fun to do that show. It can be a good time. We tend to throw some old ads in, you know, find some old ads from the 60s and fire them in there with all the car stuff. You know, it's just a good, pleasant Friday evening, basically. As long as we don't have fires. We've had a couple times where that's been going on. We've had smoke in the air and fires nearby. Hopefully that will not be the case this year. Certainly everybody is hoping for that. You can go to MidColumbiaCarClub.org. Get all the details about what's going on. Because you can have fun with it. And again, the show in the shade on Saturday coming up. If you're into cars especially. I've always said, I'm not a car guy. I'm not. My dad is. Yeah, my dad goes to a lot of these sort of things. So it should be a good time over the weekend. And there we go. For Cameron Eisenberg, I'm Mark Bailey. Talk to you again on Tuesday.
The Mid-Columbia Today Show is a public affairs presentation of Bicoastal Media Columbia River. The views expressed on the program are not necessarily those of the station, parent company, or of the sponsors. We welcome your suggestions for future shows. Call us at 888-786-1511. Thanks for listening to Mid-Columbia Today.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer.